After Nathan left, the baby became ill. And David, he cried out to God. He lay on the ground weeping and praying, and he refused to eat. And the men who worked with him kept trying to get him to eat, but David refused. And then, on the seventh day, the baby died. And the men didn't know what to tell David because they thought he was so upset when the baby was sick. What in the world will he do to himself when he finds out that the baby's died? Well, David saw them whispering, and so he asked them, "Is the baby dead?" And they said, "Yes." And so to their amazement, David gets up, and he washed himself, and he put on clean clothes, and he went to the place of worship, and he worshiped God. Then he went back to his home, and he ate a meal. And the men said to David, "David, why are you acting like this? When the child was alive, you were refused to eat and you were crying a lot. But now that the baby's dead, you're up and eating." And David explained to them, "As long as the baby was alive, I had a hope that God would show mercy and spare his life. But now that he's dead, there's nothing more that I can do. I will go to be with him someday, but he cannot come back to me." And after this, David comforted Bathsheba, and he slept with her, and she became pregnant. And after a time, she gave birth to a son, and they named him Solomon.